Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, what up, this big bad 4-1, we're here from the block, you know what I'm saying, the California Angel, you dig right now, you're chilling on the hiphopbarbershop.com, y'all make sure y'all check out for my album, man, check that out, January 24th, 2012, you dig, survive, suck it easy, bitch.
Result
in time for my orgasm. Playing me that smooth B-shot mix. New baby, yes.
Taking notes of my keyboard. What you bothering me for? There's a room full of niggas. What you following me for? Seen a fucking single.
Diplomas on the wall, and really I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50k on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me, the same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I'd much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
Nigga, we the news and you see.
Tell it all.
getting high, I'ma let this come out of my mouth. Said it ain't gonna be easy, but I need to stop thinking, contemplating, be a man and get it over with, over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face. She opened up the door and didn't wanna come near me.
I said, what, baby, please hear me.
My confession, that's when I thought I said all I can say. My shit goes
aside.
She got me on the way.
This by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. It's about us. Please.
That's when I thought I said all I can say. My chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions, man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give part two of my confession. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn near cried when I got that phone call. I'm so thrown and I don't know what to do but to give part two of my confession.
Oh yeah, baby, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what day it is. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, DJ L Chisel in the building. And it is Deep Dark Confession Wednesday. Oh man, I tell you, we got some stuff for y'all tonight, man. I see ya in the building. What's up, my peoples, my family, my everything, man? It's good to be here. It's good to have you here. It's always good to know that we have people that enjoy the show and enjoy listening to us. So, of course, as long as you enjoy, we're going to provide you this service of enjoyment. All right? Big shout out to, in no particular order, Cambodia, man. Cambodia been coming strong lately. They've been coming strong lately. No pun intended, but they've been hitting off. So big shout out to Cambodia. Shout out to South Africa, Germany, United Kingdom, of course, our country, United States of America. We appreciate you guys being top five countries that listen to us strong and long. And shout out to all the other countries that listen to us as well, man. And, you know, if y'all want to be in the top five, tell your friends and your family to listen to the show, man. Build up the numbers so I can actually shout out your country, man. But shout out to everyone, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Never be too humble and gracious to say thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And we enjoy entertaining you. All right, man. Listen, I got a real sad story, but I'm not gonna say it today. I'll talk about it on maybe Monday. Monday will be a good day. Friday, you know, we party. And I'm not gonna say anything sad on Friday. So we're gonna have a discussion on Monday. I really want to, you know, it's like, it's too much of this is going on, man. So we're going to discuss it a little bit, try to get some clarity on some things, man, because we listen, man, we got to pay attention to what's going on around us, not just be locked in our own little world, our own little bubble, and not realizing that there are things going on around us that, you know, we need to pay attention to. So we bring these things up for that reason. You know, try to keep the show balanced. So we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. But tonight, man, we're going to talk a little bit about the bad, the bad and the bad. We're going to talk about some stuff, man. Y'all, listen. Okay, y'all, something real quick. I did a little experiment, right? Generally, on Deep Dark Confession Wednesdays, you know, it's mostly sexually based where people talk about their confessions and stuff they did and things that they're doing presently, right? So I kind of like said, okay, let me see the percentages of, you know, just kind of break some stuff down, right? Because I had, like, for reason, I had abundance of panties, women talking about their panties in confessions. It's kind of weird. So listen, I'm going to do what I call the panty dropper show tonight. I'm going to read off confessions about panties. It's weird, man. I know people got panty fetishes, okay? You know, but I just found it kind of odd that I had quite a few little emails about things going on with panties. So I compiled the panty emails, and so I'm going to read some confessions on panties, about panties. As a matter of fact, before I get the show started, I'm going to start off the show with one because somebody just hung up. Somebody just hung up the phone. One of my listeners hung up the phone. Man, I guess it was a little too much for them. It's all good. Maybe they got hung up or maybe they got dropped. Either way, man, listen, it is what it is, okay? It is what it is. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared of no panties. I know it wasn't you, B. Matter of fact, B, where you at, B? Oh, I see you. Okay, you still here. No. Somebody from a 205 number. 205 in the building, but I guess they got scared. It's, oh, God, the panties. I'm scared of panties. Not panties, but panties, as, you know, people's grandma would say back in the day. You go ahead, put them panties. Girl, put them panties on. All right. So, okay. I got you, bro. All right, give you 30 minutes. You mean you want me to bring you on in 30 minutes? Or you got 30 minutes? Send me back and let me know what you're saying, bro. You got 30 minutes? You ain't going to be on for 30 minutes? So why wait on Brian? I'll bring you on now. Okay. All right, B. He got something to say. All right, B, hold on. Let me go back to the board. I was going to read a panty video, a panty email, but okay, hold on, B. Again, y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Right. Or y'all can call in at 516-387-1245 is the call-in number. I got another email I'm going to read as well, off the subject, though, but I'm going to read it. Remember I told you I had an email for y'all from Monday from a young lady that is going through a little Brian, I'm confused, dog. You want me to read or you want me to bring you on, bro? Brian is busy. Brian, I'm going to bring Brian on. Brian, do you want me to read this email? You want me to bring you on now, bro? What you want me to do before I do something? You want to hear? Okay. All right. You want to hear about the panties or you want to hear about the young lady? Panties or young lady? Just put which one. He laughing. All right. I'll choose. I'll do young lady first. Nah, fuck that. No, man, I'm going to do panties first because I want to do the panties. Panties. All right, let me do the panties right quick. Okay. And this is the reason why I'm reading this first is because, now I got you, bro. I want to know, ladies, I want to know if this happened to you. I'm curious because we talk about massages a lot. And so I'm going to read this. And y'all, I want to know how many ladies have actually had this issue, okay? Confession. I was in my underclothes laying on my stomach, as I always do when getting a massage. This time, the best part was when the hands would go together and move up in between my legs as they pass from my upper thighs to my butt and around my back and down to my inner thigh again. It was relaxing and a bit arousing. When he finished, I got up and found my panties were soaking wet. Of all the massages, this happened to me for the very first time. I felt embarrassed, but at least I had got off. My stepfather had, wait a minute. Oh, shit. It says, my stepfather had seen me. I wonder what he would have thought at that moment, or did he notice? Hold on. I'm confused. Why the fuck are you getting a massage with your stepfather? What the fuck? Okay. Help me out. I got my hand up like I'm in third grade. First of all, listen, okay, maybe it's me. And listen, I have kids. I have stepkids. I love my kids. I love my stepkids. I would never go and do a massage with my kids. None of them. Step, kids, it doesn't matter. I would never take my stepdaughter to do a massage with me. That's kind of weird to me. Now, maybe it's me. I don't know. I just wouldn't do it. Now, I'm not shaming nobody. I just look at a massage, you take your significant other with you. I don't get, why would you take your, now, I would maybe pay for a massage, maybe, for my child or children. Say, hey, it's a gift, happy Mother's Day or happy birth. I would be there, though. I would just say, yo, here's a certificate, or I paid for a massage. You go get it. Enjoy yourself. But I don't think I would, and definitely I wouldn't be, I don't know. Maybe it's me. But I don't know. But anyway, and maybe that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't want to go, because how odd is that? Your panties wet and your, okay, I'm done. I can't even get no deeper than that one. Sometimes I need to read the full email before I read them out loud. I mean, maybe it wasn't that bad. I don't know. Y'all tell me. But anyway, aside from that part, which was weird to me, ladies, do y'all get fucking aroused during massages? Like, when the massage person be between your legs, do you, like, be getting wet and shit? Hit me up and let me know at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. We'll ask the ladies of the show when they get here. I just want to know, do you get wet? Not by your man or your significant other. We're talking about when you go to a spa place. Yeah. Let's go. Right. Brian was once a therapist, some kind of way. Hey, B, what's
yes,
up,
sir.
Brother? Hey, man.
Hey,
you
I
give a side.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? How you doing, my brother?
Hey, man, I'm good, my brother. I'm great, my brother. Do you get the ladies wet when you do massages, my brother?
Dude, first off, not to boast and brag about it, I usually don't have to get massages, but in a situation like that right about now, wow, I can't speechless right about now. Because if you really like that chicken or all that shit or whatever, and you give her a massage and you really like her, which is not a bad thing at all. Not a bad thing at all. But this how random they give you a massage. Give you a massage, you know?
But see, B, that's one thing. It's one thing to, you know, do the significant other, but we talking about at a spa. Like, this chick got wet at the spot.
Oh, no.
Like
I would not, because a lot of motherfuckers would be expecting a happy ending at these spots. And I know this. No disrespect. I see the Asian people shoot up. I mean, not the Asian people. They got killed in Atlanta. I did not know that y'all had, like, 6-7 motherfucking spots lined up in Atlanta like that.
Bruh, listen,
like, what the
let
fuck?
Me tell y'all something. Real quick, let me tell you something, bro, about the A. Let me tell you about the A for a second.
School me, please.
We have massage parlors all over the place. Now, okay, for I'm gonna be real careful with my words for many reasons, but
I did not know y'all had like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lined up next to each other.
Bro, they everywhere.
How the fuck are y'all making money?
Hold on, my brother. They making money. Trust and believe that. They making money. Maylene making her some money.
That's like me sitting there doing your talk radio show next to each other and all this shit. How are they making money? How?
Okay, so let me explain to you this way. The areas that they're in, like you said, 3, 4 in a row, 5 in a row, they're in very predominantly, how should I say this, financially.
Please listen to me.
I got to be careful with my words because for many reasons. But, okay, I'm just going to say people that live in that area have a lot of money. They're well off, very, very well off. And so
but
you gonna, when no, you're talking I'm, about.
Wait a minute. You're going to open up. Whoa. And I'll let you finish. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cut you off.
You good?
But you're going to sign.
No, you're good.
On the same block, there's somebody else who signed on the spot. Somebody else is starting a spy. Somebody else got a spy.
Right.
How are you making money? That's the ATL
shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of people that go to these places, a lot. So they are able to make the money because they only can have, you know, so many therapists in one shot. You know, you can't have 100 therapists in one shot. So if you have like 8 therapists in one shot, you can't fit them all, you know, so they have another shop. Now, mind you, these shops are connected. You might have one person own 5 shops, or you might have 3 people, you know, one person own 3 shops because they only can
What's
hold so many.
But you got 5 or 6 motherfucking massage parlors on one block in Atlanta. I saw this.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you should go in 6 business.
What the fuck?
Listen, you should go on Fulton Industrial. You want to know how many fucking strip clubs and swinger clubs on Fulton Industrial? Not that, you know, I frequent these places or, you know, just because I just know from research. Man, there are like 5 different, like, strip clubs, and there's a swinger spot on one block, on one strip. So, I mean,
the thing of it is, man, they all
make the money. The point of the matter is they get freaky in the ATL, brother. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be open and real talk. They get freaky out. But if it's like seven
strip clubs on the same block,
I'm finna make y'all understand. ATL is the strip club capital of the fucking world, dude.
No. Y'all create the freaknik. Y'all created the freaknik. And we love that shit. Like, seriously. We don't have no... I mean, y'all create the fucking freaknik.
Brian said,
like,
we love that
ATL
shit.
ATL and shit. Like, seriously. Okay? You want to go to the air?
Well, you wild, man. He said that we love that shit. You out, bro.
Freaknik. Like, for real. And I miss that shit. Because you motherfuckers is all hardcore. Like, ATL, hands down. I would never disrespect ATL to a certain extent. Y'all created the freaknik, and now they banned that shit. I'm mad, goddamn it.
Well,
mad,
you know, I mean.
Like, seriously, motherfuckers was actually popping out, like, I'm going out of town. I'm going to the freak thing.
But see,
y'all,
what happened was so what happened was, and this is reality, y'all, you know, just being real. The city, when freak thing started, it started in the park, and then it grew. It grew in the south side of Atlanta.
That's right.
But then,
yes.
But then when it started getting on the north end where more of the white people live and they start shutting traffic down, they started getting pissed off, they started complaining. And so, of course, the mayor at the time, you know, I mean, it's all about, you know, when you talk about people who got money in the city and people who are, you know, getting pissed off, somebody they can't, they have to leave town when freaking come, you know, people pissing on their lawns and shit, doing all kind of crazy shit. That's when they put a stop to it. Listen, dude, let me tell you the craziest freaking story I got for y'all. This can be a confession for me. Okay. Crazy shit. This is the craziest shit I've ever seen on a freaking. Really, I could say in the street, period. Okay. So during, I think it was, what year was this? Which freaking was this? I think it was 95, maybe 96. It was the, I think it was the year before the last one, the best year that we had. Okay. And I was on 75, 85 going, and we were going into town, me and my homeboys. We were two cars. I had, at the time, I had a Ford Bronco. I had the OJ Bronco and shit back then. I had the OJ Bronco, okay?
I owned the OJ Bronco, yo.
So I was in my Bronco, and my homeboy had a 300. You know, back then, you know, 300s were popular shit back in the day. So my boy had 300, but it was only a 2-seater. That's why I had the Bronco. Everybody was in my fucking Bronco. He had his car. He had his homeboy, you know, one of our homeboys with him. But anyway, the traffic was so bad. Now, mind you, 75 is a highway, and it was so bad, bro. Everybody got out of their cars on the highway. Everybody was standing out. People were running between cars, watching chicks. You know, chicks were shaking their butt and shit, doing, you know, whatever. And we run to them, you know, whatever. Now, we were on the highway for 4 hours. One stop for 4 hours. That's how, yeah, shit was crazy. So, look, this is the shit, though. There was a U-Haul truck, 2 trucks in front of us.
We was wondering
who the fuck crazy motherfucker would be moving during freaking in a U-Haul truck. Who would move? Like, we were laughing about it, right? So anyway, we was busy looking, talking to females, walking down. Man, we were walking down the highway, going to cars and shit. So we come back, and we see 2 dudes standing at the back of the U-Haul. And the dude was like, yo, bruh. So hold on. He said, yo, bruh, you want some entertainment? We said, what? Entertainment? We was like, what the fuck? At first, we thought he was talking about weed.
LJ, I know that threw you off. Like, seriously, threw you the fuck. I'm like, what the fuck? Who pays for pussy? And freaked me.
Right. Well, at first we thought he was talking about some weed or some liquor or something. You know what I'm saying? So we were like, nah, man, we straight. He said, brother. He said, nah, look, check this out. They opened the back of the U-Haul truck. They had six females, bro. They had six females. Listen. They had 6 females. They had a couch. They had a table. And they was like, yo, they dancing. Y'all, look, give me $10. You go in there, go shut the door. Y'all go in there, get y'all a little freak on in there, and then come out. Dude, listen.
I'm done.
Bro, listen. Let me tell you.
I believe you.
So these dudes basically had a rolling strip club. Listen, I'm gonna say this. Shout out to them dudes, man. Listen. The fucking genius. That was genius. I was mad that I didn't think of the shit first. We were laughing at these motherfuckers in the U-Haul truck, laughing like, who the fuck moves? These dudes got chicks in the back of the U-Haul truck. As soon as dudes coming out, they're like, yo, dog, hey, we got some entertainment, dog. Why y'all waiting in line? Why y'all waiting there up here on the expressway, which y'all won't? They open the door. The women in that second ass and they had a little radio in there, and they had a couch in that motherfucker, dude. Bro, you know how much money them cats made? Bro, that shit was crazy, man. That, I mean, I'm just saying that. That's
in
like
the
how
U-Haul.
In the fucking U-Haul. In the fucking U-Haul. The back of a U-Haul truck, bro. Yeah, they had a strip club in the back of a U-Haul truck, bro. Only in Atlanta. Only in the fucking A, bro. Only in the fucking A. Only in the A.
Oh, wow.
You can't make this shit up, bro. That shit was the wildest shit I've ever seen.
I believe you. I believe you. But in the A, really?
Yeah, bro. That's how they get down, bro. Them cats had strippers in the back of the U-Haul truck, bro. Right in the middle, 75. Oh, they had liquor too, dog. They had beer, liquor. They had everything. They had all that shit in there, man. It was like being in a little club, like in the, maybe more so like being in the VIP section,
After the U-Haul truck, they was ready. Is that what you're talking?
Dude, they was doing it at the back of a U-Haul truck, bro. That shit blew my mind. Yeah, that shit had me fucked up too. I was mad though. I thought about that shit. Yeah. Yeah, I was mad. I was like, we should have the idea.
Shout out to the brothers, man. Wow.
Hey man, listen. I call it hood ingenuity, dog. That's what I call that shit. Hood ingenuity, man. If there's a will, there's a fucking way. That's all I can say about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hell, bring the strip club to the street. Bring the strip club to the street, bro, in a U-Haul truck. Yes, sir.
They give no fucks. So you got to respect these women. They did not give no fucks, buddy. All right, it is what it is.
I gave props, dog. I gave them dudes. Matter of fact, I gave the dude $20 because I was so amazed that, listen, I was like, look, bro, I'm not going to go in there. But because the way I looked at it, man, it was too many girls out in the street that I was trying to holler at. So
I was like, look, bro, just for your ingenuity and
your fucking genius, I'm going to give you $20 just because. I gave the dude $20. No bullshit. I gave him $20. I said, listen, man. He was like, nah, dog, won't you come on? I said, nah, bro, I'm good. I got women out here I want to talk to. I said, but just for your ingenuity, I'm going to give y'all some money just for the fucking, support what y'all doing. Because that's some genius shit. So I gave him $20. I was like, good looking out, dog, for the streets. So, old boy was like, man, shit, we're going to give you a drink. So he actually gave me and my homeboys, he gave us all drinks and shit. He said, listen, man, I can't take your money like that, but I'm going to give y'all some drinks. He gave us some drinks, man. Said, we rolled out. We went walking down the highway looking for some females to talk to, bro. I mean, that shit was crazy. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's how they were doing it, bro. They was doing it. They was just out here just wilding, bro. But,
You ready for me to fuck your head up right about now?
All right, y'all. Brian got something. Yeah, I talked to Brian yesterday, and we talked about a little something. So, I'm going to let Brian go ahead and say what he got, spill his little truth and shit, his little confession. Go ahead, B.
I need a gas station pill. My dick is not working. I drink too much.
What?
Yeah, my dick is not up to par.
Huh. Wait a minute, I don't mean laugh, bro. I ain't laughing at you. Let me make sure I heard this right. So you did pop the pill. Right? You popped the gas tank. Now, first of all, did it work?
I'm finna stop popping them bitches.
Oh, you going?
My dick is not off the bar.
Okay. I got you. Now, from our conversation that we had, you have one of your young ladies is moving, right? She's moving. Well, weren't you supposed to get with her today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so you gonna get you a GS pill tomorrow before you go see her, or you?
Yeah, no, that's a choice. Shit.
All right, so per our listeners, bro, the best from okay, so per listeners, I was told that the best two was the rhino or the gorilla, but don't mix them together, though. But go ahead and take one or the other.
All you need is one.
All you need is one, bro. I don't know what that dude was trying to prove when he took two, and then he took two different types, but one should be sufficient. Be careful. That's all I got to say. She may end up not moving after you get done. She may stay. If that's what you want, then
I know, right? You just need one. That one pill. That's all you need is one. And just beat this shit up.
It's
and
one,
all
bro.
But yeah,
run one out, bro.
I mean, it's whack.
That's
this shit
funny.
Is not cool.
You said what? Yeah, man. What do you mean, you know, bro?
Whack, yo.
You know, they say life happens, bro. Shit happens, man. But you know what they say. When shit happens, there's always something to fix the shit that didn't happen. So it's something that's always there to fix the problem. So you just got to take, you just got to make the effort to go fix the problem, bro. That's all. You good. You good. I got some emails coming in about the panties. Make sure y'all put panties in subject lines because I'm tired of, I've been sifting through emails in the last 5 minutes trying to figure out. Ladies, when you know, to my question, I asked, do you get wet when you get massages at the massage parlor? Make sure you put wet or panties in the subject line, wet panties in the subject line, so I'll know exactly what to look at. Tina says, yes, my pussy gets wet every time I get a massage. I get the same guy. Mm-hmm. He knows where to touch me. And when I get that built-up feeling, I go get a massage.
Hey, shit.
Okay. All right, then. She gets the same dude every time. Y'all got a rapport and shit. She be like, I want the extra wet. I want the extra wetness tonight. Okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, you get out while you get out. Okay.
I support that.
We got another one. This is Shauna. Hey, Shauna. I think this. What's going on, Shauna? Hey, it's been a while since you hit the show up. I know exactly who that is. Shauna says, Jizzle, I'm going to tell you like this. It depends on who massages me. When a woman massages me, sometimes I get a little twitch. When a guy massages me, sometimes I get a little twitch. But if you get a certain type of massage person, yes, it can happen. I get massages all the time, and I go to certain places when I want to feel a certain type of way. Okay.
Oh, damn.
You take the email. Okay. I can understand it can happen, but I think it's a mental thing because when your girlfriend or boyfriend massages you, you know, of course, that's your
that's bullshit. That's bullshit. If a woman knows she's gonna fuck you, and you do something like that, oh yeah, she's gonna fuck you. So hands down.
But I'm saying, saying is, and I agree with that. But I'm talking about random. I'm talking about like
some.
I'm talking about when you get a professional massage. You know that's business.
You already know if a female like, damn, he massaging me and all that shit. Oh yeah, he the one. Oh, you good?
Right.
Oh yeah, she gonna give you.
I mean, I guess it just depends on, you know, if you, especially if you single and you ain't had no D in a while, you know. And I guess maybe, you know, you go get a massage, you feeling, you know, you feel them little,
but,
you know, it hits the spot.
This is a question I'm asking you. How many ugly bitches you deal with? Be honest. Be honest.
You said what?
How many ugly women you deal with?
How many women have I dealt with? You what?
How many
specific,
ugly bitches
bro?
You dealt with? I'm not one to call them bitches. So how many ugly women have you dealt with? Be honest. Be honest.
You mean at a one given time?
How many ugly women have you fucked?
Oh, ugly. You said how many ugly women
ugly
that I fucked?
How many ugly women you would have fucked?
Oh, ugly? Okay. I'm gonna have to think hard, because I mean, real talk, B, like on some real shit, bro, my homeboy down below, he got his mind of his own, bro. And he, you know, like he be tripping.
You lost count, like,
no,
that.
For real talk. Like, my dude be tripping, bro.
How many motherfuckers you know?
I'm thinking, bro. Hold on. I'm thinking. Ugly, I'm thinking, man. I'm really thinking, because I just tell you, my phone boy, he don't like that shit. He don't get down like that, bro. Real talk. Let me see. Ugly women. Oh, but bro, okay, I'm gonna have to go back because. Let me see.
Think about it.
I'm gonna have to go back. I'm trying to think, bro. Like, bro, I don't.
Hey, bro,
like, I
too.
Don't,
I'm not mad at
hey,
you,
listen,
brother.
I'm just right, being honest with you, Brian. Like, so some real shit, bro. And listen, it's my confession for the night. It's another confession that I have. I'm just gonna go spill it. Hold on. Let me see who on the air first before I say what I gotta say, because I don't want to offend nobody. But okay, good. The ladies in the show ain't on. Listen, bro. I'm just gonna keep it real with you, bro. I'm picky about who I fuck, and my fucking dick just don't jump for anybody. And if you ain't up the standards, bro, it ain't gonna happen. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you do. It ain't gonna happen, bro. If I ain't attracted to you, it ain't gonna happen. If you above a certain weight class, it ain't gonna happen, bro. I'm just keeping it real. It ain't gonna happen.
Unless you're honest.
Yeah, I'll be honest. But she just came in the building. Hey, CG. So look, we're gonna ask Sheeta since she just pulled in.
On the real.
I'm gonna ask
on the real.
And I'm bring
yeah.
you on. So,
come
so
on,
we had a listener. We had a listener. That basically had a massage and her panties got wet. Her pussy got wet. Now, she got massaged by a professional, wasn't a boyfriend or, you know, anybody she knew. She went to, like, a professional, like, place like Spa Fidel, like a professional place. The guy was rubbing her down, and then her panties got wet. She had a puddle. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever went to, got the professional massage?
I know she to be. I know her ass with her crazy ass. She's going to go hardcore. Come on. I'll be dying to listen to this.
I want to know. I want, you know, we want to know if this girl's the only one.
I want to know.
Now,
I know.
We've had two.
Maybe. I know Shay B.
We just had two.
I know Shay B.
That said yes. Okay, we're going to bring Jada. We're going to bring. We're gonna bring Sheeta
oh
B up
God.
In here. We're gonna ask her this to get massages, about you know or whatever. What's up, Sheeta?
Hey, sis.
Good evening.
Hey, sis.
Good evening.
Okay, what did I just walk into? Because I came in to you talking about your dick don't get far just for anybody. And okay, so what did I come into?
Okay, all right. So what happened was. We were talking about one of us was talking about her pussy get wet off massages, right? And then Brian, I'll just ask how many chicks. Like, yo, hold up. Yeah, I'm like, I got to think hard because I don't, you know, like, not out of fucking just to be out of traction.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold it. LJ, is your phone breaking up? Brian, is he breaking up to you? Or is that just my phone?
No. Yeah, you got the cheap brand phone.
But you know what? You leave my phone alone. My phone ain't cheap.
Now, because we hear you loud and clear, Sheeta. We hear you for some reason.
Okay, but now
you.
when you was talking, you was breaking up. It was like every other word I would hear. But
okay,
I see what you're saying, though. Talking about when getting a massage, she got wet. Well, if the dude was attractive, first of all, if he looked good as fuck and he moved them hands the right way, hell yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, Tito. Who is that guy? Hold on, Brian. Who is that guy who be on Facebook besides them chicks and shit and all the women be going crazy? Or what's that guy's name?
I don't know. Now, he's a professional. He
right,
is
he's a professional.
He had those ladies get naked. And, yes, you talking about the one that massages with his dick out? With his dick rubbing out on and all
that? Yeah, look, I don't be looking that far, but I just know
he's right
beside the ladies and the women be going crazy over this dude.
Let me get a massage by him. We fucking. Don't give a damn. We fucking.
Oh, shit.
I will pull the condom out my mouth because, motherfucker, we are fucking. Quit playing with me.
I know y'all are men.
But to the lady listeners, have y'all seen that nigga's dick? Penis is beautiful. Just beautiful. And just, when that motherfucker's hard, oh, my God. Just, thinking about it, rubbing down the crack of my ass, we fucking.
All right.
All I'm going to do is just get in my little, in my bottom bitch position, put it that way. Face down, ass up. Come on. You choose which hoe you want to do because we get right fucked. The choice is yours.
So listen, if anybody knows this guy's name, hit me up. Just shoot me an email if y'all know who we're talking about. But yes, the guy that be doing the massages, they be doing videos on Facebook. But I don't know the guy's name. I was just asking because I know there are a lot of women who love watching his videos. They always talk about his videos. What'd you say, Sheena?
I haven't seen one of his video in years, but yes, I remember. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, I remember. All right, y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com, ladies. Put wet panties in the subject line. Do you get wet on massage? Have you ever? Now, you know, you may not have done this on a regular, but have you ever had a moment where you were getting a massage, the massage therapist was hitting all the right spots, and did you get wet? All right, let us know. We're just curious. I just want to know how many ladies actually this happened to. You've been doing good. How you doing? Everything good with you?
I'm good. But to answer your question, because I figured you wanted me to answer it when you brought me on, I have not had a professional massage. Really, I've only had probably, I'm 44 years old. I say I probably had about 4 or 5 massages, if that many. The only two I can remember was this dude tried to give me one yesterday. Wasn't feeling it, but, you know, he was trying to do it. Then my ex-dude, when he was over here, was it last year, year before last? And he was trying to do it because, you know, I was pissed off at him. And he was trying to do it, and no, I wasn't feeling it. So, yeah. No. So, to tell you the truth, I think them the only two massages I ever really had. But, you know, once again, I am 44 years old. So, no.
Okay. All right. Well, Sheena, you need to put that on. That probably need to be on the bucket list then. Go get you a good massage. You know what I'm saying?
Getting you a professional massage. I know. Find a spot down there.
Yeah,
ask your little female friends, is it a spot down there I can come to when I come?
I got you.
You're a fucking perv.
You just
don't
know what that. I mean, as long as you've been knowing me, you just now figuring that shit out.
Brian's stupid. Brian just came out the root and just said, "You a fucking perv." Brian,
yeah.
You funny, man.
Oh yes, Brian.
Yes,
quit acting new to this, boo. This is why men are intimidated by me, because I do the same shit they do. The only difference is I'm a female, so my game is a little bit better. Ta-da!
She's a pimp.
That's something that ain't fuck you. This is exactly why I didn't fuck you, because I know you'd be on some bullshit.
Put me on some bullshit. No, I'm not on no bullshit.
We didn't fuck.
I'm pointing straight back. I'm telling you how this is going to go. You either going to give me what I want.
Oh, wow.
Or we're just going to be
shit.
Friends.
That's all right, I'm glad we did that.
So
thank you,
see
the
B.
Thank you. You saved me.
Because I want to get what
thank
I want.
Well,
like I said, we're going to be just friends. I just can't take the penis. I can't just take your penis. I mean, I can, but you know, I'm not going to do that because you're not trying
bad,
to. I'm not trying to get
I'm
no rape cases against me.
All that shit. I'm glad we best friends.
But,
and
you
all
know,
that,
I'm not just
going to
take the penis. Then I'll be pissed off if I take the penis and the dick is little as fuck.
Hey, she the truck.
So I just
kind
of wasting my time.
Brian wants somebody to rape him, so he'll be all right with it.
I know.
Right
he just, I know.
Hell yeah. Hell no. Shit, I know I'm crazy. Let me take my thumb and like, bitch, I love you. And then I'm like, you
oh,
worry, bitch.
And yeah, you would. You would.
You going to say, I love you, Sheeta. You going to turn around and say, I love you. You going to fall in love, Brian.
What's your say, Jake?
He gonna say, I love you, Sheeta.
Oh, real, because I know Sheeta be. I know who she is.
He's gonna be crying
with
that one tear going
out
of his
face. Hell no. No, she on that bullshit. So, no, hell no.
Hey, I watched this video. Listen, I watched this video on YouTube. This shit is funny as hell, but this dude, he was having sex with a girl. And when he finished, he was crying and shit. And she was like, I gotta go. He was like, please don't go. Please don't. It was so funny. He had a tear going down his face. I said, hell
oh
no.
My God.
No. He's like, please don't go. Please. I said, damn. All right, y'all, let's read this next confession, man. These folks stupid. So I'm reading right now, due to the young lady that said she got her panties wet during the massage, I asked, you know, I wanted some more panty videos just for the, more panty emails because just, you know, just switch it up. Maybe some people got some more panty stories. So I want to hear panty stories tonight. So y'all should be some more panty shit. So listen, here's one, confession. My girl's dirty panties while stroking my dick. I jerk off 4 to 6 times a day, and I want her to touch my penis and hold me in her arms like a little boy as I come. What the fuck?
Okay, that's too much.
Hold up, dog.
No, because you know why? You got some men. No. You got some men that like to act like babies.
Right.
It was a show. I want to say it was Real Sex. Sure, I remember Real Sex used to come on HBO years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Versions of Real Sex, okay. I want to say it was on Real Sex 1 year. Yes, it's men that like to act like babies, actual babies.
Wow.
I'm talking about they have a diaper, they have a baby bed. Yeah.
Right.
And
wow.
It's some females like that too. And they will
I
sit up her and act like a baby. And the dude is the daddy and has to feed her just like the females.
Oh,
she
wow.
The males. She's the mother,
wow.
So she has to feed him. And, I mean, I don't know if, you know, when they doing the breastfeeding thing, I don't know how they get milk
wow.
out, but whatever floats they boat. So,
give me the breast.
Yeah.
Hey, give me some of that Campbell's
done,
breast milk.
I'm done. Yo.
Hey, Brian, I want you to go down
yes,
O Block and give me some Cambodian breast milk, brother. Go down O Block and give me some bread.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny about that? All I thought about was Cambodian breast milk. Thinking about your ass, no homo. Like, seriously. I was thinking about Cambodian breast milk. I'm like, damn. What the fuck is
that? Oh, shit.
And I was looking for
so
Asian chicken. Like, Cambodian breast milk? Come on.
That bone in your breast milk, homeboy. Oh, real quick, y'all, before we move on, I got to give a shout-out, a slightly sponsored situation that we have on the show. And, again, if you need your business, you know, like, do a sponsorship on our show, you get us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Put sponsorship in the subject line, and I'll holler at your boy. Highlighting a black business in North Philly. It's called Halal Fusion. I'm sorry, hold on. This is crazy. It's Halal Fusion Chinese restaurant in North Philly.
Hold on. CDB, I love you, baby.
I love you too. What the hell you want? He's talking.
What the hell?
You're
that
a freak. You're a perv. But thank you. Brian.
I'm doing a sponsorship. You interrupted the sponsorship, sir. You don't have to wait till I'm finished. Doing a sponsorship.
Okay.
Right, wait, hold on. All right. Shout out to Halal Fusion Chinese restaurant. This is a black-owned Chinese restaurant, people. And it's in North Philly. you go figure that, right? A black Chinese-owned restaurant. I'm going to have to go check this out when I go to Philly. This is crazy. They're located at 2748 Germantown Ave in North Philly. Their phone number is 267-541-2808. All right. I hear the food is bomb. Y'all need to go check it out here. I hear the Chinese is like an infusion of black and Chinese food. Like, yeah, that's why it's called Halal Fusion Chinese restaurant. So I'm very curious. But listen, y'all can go on their Instagram page at Halal_Fusion and check out their menu. Shout out to them. And again, if you want to do any orders or you got any information or you want to inquire anything, you can hit them up at 267-541-2808 is the phone number. I'm curious about, I checked out their menu and it looks good, man. I mean, you talking about a black owned Chinese restaurant. I wonder how many of those are around this motherfucker. I don't know of any black owned Chinese restaurants. So we'll see, but they get good reviews. So we'll see. I'm going to check it out. Shout out to them as well. All right.
Can
go ahead, Brian. What you got, bro?
I want to lick some pussy so bad right about now. Lick some pussy.
Brian, I want to lick some pussy. Okay, anybody want their pussy look in Chicago, hit me up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Are you in the Chicago area? We're going to tell you where to meet Brian, and Brian going to lick your pussy, okay? Hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Brian wants to lick some pussy really bad. Brian, you got a date tomorrow anyway, bruh. You supposed to be doing that tomorrow. You can't wait? You wanna warm up before you see her tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
Brian said he want to warm up. Oh, boy, y'all are wild up in here. My people are wild, y'all. My people are wild as hell. And by the way, if you're in Philly, hit me up and let me know if you ever have Halal's Chinese restaurant, Fusion Chinese restaurant. Let me know how it tastes. I'm very curious. That sounds very interesting to me. No, seriously, that's...
Swear to God, you don't want to eat some pussy right now.
No,
I'm talking to you, Shuddy B. I'm talking about LJ. Swear to God,
you want to eat some pussy right now? Do I want to eat some
hell
pussy
yeah.
right now?
Right now.
Well, seeing the fact that we're doing the show right now, Brian, I'm busy. I can't eat no pussy. Well, I mean, I guess I could have a pussy in my face while I'm trying to eat. That would be quite interesting, though. That would be interesting, me trying to talk, and y'all be like, what the fuck is he saying? I'd be like, the hip-hop barbecue. Boy, y'all wild, man. We lost Sheeta. I guess she'll be back. She's still here. Sheeta. She must be on the phone, though. She must be on another call.
Oh, I'm sitting up for a and I didn't know my phone was on mute.
Yeah, we couldn't hear nothing.
It is,
Tony. I wonder where you were.
My phone was on mute. I thought I had unmuted it.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering, because I was, you know, I figured you was going to make a comment about the black-owned Chinese restaurant in Philly. I thought you was going to say something. I said, that's weird. You just see them say something.
And I was sitting up here watching The Mask and trying to figure out who the RoboPine is, and it was Tyrese.
Oh, you watching The Masked Singer. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, The Masked Singer. I like it. It's not like it's a nice show. But, Brian.
I'm listening.
Have you been drinking?
Of course. Yeah, you know he's
you
been
said
drinking.
Of course.
Yeah, you know Brian been drinking.
You been drinking?
He been
of
drinking.
Of course.
He been
I'm drinking. I'm so hard liquor, but, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
LJ, mute his ass. Mute his ass. No. No, he's on timeout. No. He's in timeout.
What'd he do? Because I read the email. Because
he been drinking.
He been drinking.
Beer?
He been drinking.
Really? Beer? Really?
Yes, you. Yes,
hard.
You. Mute his ass. Because for the simple fact, he was sitting up there crying about a month ago, talking about how much he want to see his daughter graduate and all this and all that. Told the motherfucker what to do, and he's still doing the same dumbass shit that he's been doing. Mute
his
motherfucking ass.
Hold on, Brian.
No.
Hold on, Brian. Hey, Brian, the Queen said put you on timeout, so I got to put you on timeout, sir. Let me tell you what you missed before you came back, though. Brian said he is going to pop a gas station pill tomorrow because he's meeting up with his side piece who's moving. He said she's moving this weekend. So they supposed to meet for a final time. So he said that due to his issues, he's going to pop a gas station pill. He's going to get the gorilla. And he said he's going to make sure he don't mix the gorilla and the rhino. But he said he's getting the gorilla pill.
He's
going to let us know on Friday. I told him to make sure he don't mix them. He said he's not.
Yeah,
but he said he's going to let us know. He's going to let us know on Friday
now,
what happened.
If he mixes he's trying to commit a suicide. Because if he mixes them plus the liquor he has been drinking.
Can you see Brian?
He's going to kill himself.
Listen, can you see Brian? And he popped two pills. And you know how wild Brian is anyway. So he get the pills. He take them. He just get over the top. I feel bad for old girl. I feel bad for her. Brian going to try to kill her.
Yeah,
he's going to try to kill her.
Nah, I don't. Now, if he fuck her in the ass, yeah, but nah. I don't think he's going to do no damage. Nah. That's the honest to God.
Cheetah, you ain't right, Cheetah. You ain't right.
But I'm serious. But I'm so serious. No, I'm so serious.
Okay, listen. Let me read this email. Brian, I'm going to bring you on in a second. Hold on. Let me read this email, though. Y'all, listen. Again, I don't know what's going on. We love our listeners. But I think that, and let me say this before I read this. This is not conducive of all our listeners. It's just the freaky ones like to email us questions. I guess the ones that's not so freaky have nothing really to confess about. So, yeah, but this is what, I got two. I'm gonna read both of these. This shit crazy. So I'm going to read this one first. Confession. I want my roommate to catch me jerking off while wearing panties. Then use it to blackmail me into letting him rail my ass. OMG. What the fuck? Man,
hold it.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I need to start reading these thoroughly reading these emails before I just read them. Do you understand what this fool said, Sheila?
Oh, shit. I put my phone on hold. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
What were you saying?
Okay, yeah. Now, I was saying, was that a dude or a chick?
That was a damn... This is a... hold on. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was – I hope it was a girl. I hope this is a girl. I hope it is. But I don't know. It says, I want my roommate to catch me jerk. No, that's a dude, Sheeta, because it said jerking
that's
off.
Right, nah.
I don't think any women use the word jerking off.
Nah, I don't even got to read it no more. We
good. Yeah, I'm good, too. Okay, on to the next one. Confession. I only recently turned 18, but I've already started sex work. I've been selling nudes and worn panties, socks, and stockings. I feel kind of dirty, but it's fun. So you doing what they call that shit? So you doing OnlyFans and shit, huh? Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, send us your OnlyFans information. I'll pull it out so you can get some more fans. Okay, all right. I mean, you said this. Hey, this is the digital age. At least you can't catch no disease. You know what I'm saying? Do you? Congratulations.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up, Sheeta? What's up?
Did you get at the supervisor of the club, the owner of the club?
I have not.
See if they open
yet. I will this weekend. I have not. No, I've been busy. But I'll check by there. I'll check with them this weekend and see what's going on. I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring Brian back. I know he got something to say, as always. Hold on, Brian. Gorilla. Hey, B.
Yo, I'm just glad to be here. OMG, this is so hilarious. I swear to God, this is so fucking hilarious.
Hey, B, I don't know about that blackmail email. That shit was some bullshit. I ain't even need to hear that. They're talking about he going to... anyway, I ain't reading that again. Let's try another one here.
Well, you know what? His roommate could be a dude. I mean, could be a chick. So
it could be. I'm hoping it is. She got some boys.
Because you know it is some men that like they women to put on a strap on and fuck them in their ass.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Now I'm putting this on the spot. I'm putting this on some conflict right now. How
I
many
love coming on in panties. Oh, shit. These some freaky motherfuckers. Why did I ask y'all to ask me about these panties? Oh, look.
Be honest. And was you cool with it?
Huh?
How many times
about
what?
How many times was you a side chick and was you cool with it?
How many times have I been a side chick?
Yeah.
I've been a side chick shit basically forever.
Wow.
Hey, but see, Brian, check this out, bro. You got to understand. Listen, I some women don't want to be in relationships. I mean, it works for some people. That's why I don't judge people that want to be the side chick or the side dude. It works for some people. Some people just don't want to be in a committed relationship. And it's okay. If that's what you want to do, it's okay.
Hold up. Uh-huh. Why are you cool with the fact that you being a side chick? That's out of curiosity.
Okay, see, what you have to realize is, Brian, I have a dude, Brian. Okay, my dude is not letting me go, Brian. When I say he's not letting me go, he's not letting me go for shit in the world. So, these motherfuckers I fuck with out here, they already know the deal. I tell them about my dude, tell them the situation. Hey, they either going to roll with what I want, or they just going to go, they marry their own way, and I'm going to go mine. Makes me no difference. I don't give a fuck about their girlfriend. I don't give a fuck about their wife. That's their situation, not mine. Tweety is my situation. That's it.
Okay, that's all I was asking. Dang.
So, I mean, I...
But there's women that need to be like, have that mentality and be like, okay, yeah, that's how I feel. I wasn't coming down on you or doing that. Nothing like that,
sis.
Like, seriously.
No. I mean, you asked the question. I gave you an answer, period. You have a lot of people that you got females to ask. You like being a side piece? Yes. Because see, here's what you have to realize. I'm not dedicated to do shit. I'm not dedicated to do a damn thing. The little gifts that I buy my dudes, okay, yes, I do that because I want them to have nice shit. I want them to smell good. Now, so if they keep it, cool. If they don't, cool. Makes me no difference. Baby, you ain't hurting my feelings. But thing is, it is.
At some certain spelling, though you not have fun with them at the words. Like, seriously.
To do I what?
That's your side piece. But at the same token, do you not feel compared like, he might.
No.
Oh, damn. You wrong.
No. And the reason why I said, okay, let me put it like this. It was three of them that I put claims to. And that's because them niggas ain't going nowhere. Them niggas been around for 20-some years. Where are they going? Two of them was around for 20-some years until I finally told they asses, I can't fuck with y'all no more, and that's because they was not pleasing me no more.
Wow.
They was around for 20 years. Well, more than 20, damn near 30.
Hey, Brian, that's why we created the side piece check-in, because of Sheeta. Brian, you don't remember the side? We haven't done it in a while, you remember we used to do side piece check-in?
Well, you got to remember, when we first started doing it, he wasn't on the show yet. He wasn't on the show until damn near a year later.
Bro, we used to have some side pieces checking in and shit. That shit used to be actually hilarious. It used to be fun, actually. We had side piece checking in for Sheeta. Because of Sheeta, you know, her stance on the side piece, and we just started doing it. And I mean, we used to have a lot of people hitting us up.
This is cool to techno, dog. But just imagine you fall in love with a chick, and you in love with her, but all the time she got a side nigga.
This is the thing though, Brian. You gotta play your position. And you gotta always remember your position. Right. If you're a side piece, you gotta play your position. And this is where people get, you know, as a side piece as well, you know the rule. The rule is you ain't supposed to fall in love. You break the rule, that's why, you know, people cut it off. Because, you know, you gotta play your position. You a side piece. And your position as a side piece, you got to play it. You can't change the rules and do, you know, go outside of the rules and stuff. There's rules to this shit.
Don't get me wrong. I love my side pieces. The ones that have been around for 20 years. They're my niggas.
That's different, right.
They're my niggas. But see, the thing of it is.
Yeah. See, that's a different situation.
They wasn't pleasing me no more. Y'all not new to this. Y'all know what y'all supposed to do, and y'all not living up to my standards anymore, so I can't fuck with y'all.
I'm going to tell you what happened, Brian. I don't know for sure. Sheeta can correct me, but I think I have a good idea. When Sheeta went up to Chicago and got with old boy in Chicago, I think that changed the game for everybody. I think that put everything on a whole nother standard. And if you can't meet that standard,
that was a piece of it. But really what changed the game for me, and this is the honest to God truth, is when me and old boy were together and he was my dominant. That there flipped everything around. It made me look at me fucking with him, even though I knew from the jump he wasn't about shit because he was married.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
He made me look at men how he treated me and the things that he did to me,
Cheetah.
He made me look at men differently.
I don't know what happened. Can y'all hear me?
On the way, I want to hear this one too. Please,
can y'all hear me?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening.
The one LJ saying he don't know what happened.
All right,
no,
we had
man.
A we had
hey,
a, hello. Everybody there?
Yeah, you can't hear us.
I can't. I hate you clear. Real shit.
Man, I don't think he can hear us.
No, I can't hear you.
I'm from my LJ. Wait, let me test him.
I'm listening.
I ain't talking about you.
All right, so I got disconnected and shit. I'm back. I got cut off.
Okay, because I was showing for a text just and you can't hear us.
Yeah, something happened. Next thing I know, it hung up, but I'm here, so we good. But go ahead, Sheila.
Okay. Wait a minute. But yeah, like I was saying, when me and old boy got together, he was my dominant. Like I said, even though I already knew he wasn't about shit, but he made me look at
cheater. You're a fucking cheater, just like everybody else. You're a cheater. Stop it.
From a whole different point of view. I'm not a cheater. I'm not a cheater.
At least you're honest.
But I'm not a cheater. My dude knows what I do. He just don't know who I do it with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. He has in there. He knows what I do. But,
I said,
made me look at men. He made me look at men differently from a different perspective. He made me look at sex from a different perspective. That's why I said I just let my side piece and my backup side piece go because they did not meet the criteria of the sex that I want.
Right.
Sexually. They didn't meet my standards. Yeah, back in the day, before me and old boy hooked up, meet the standards perfectly. Come beat the shit up out of there. You know, beat it up real decent. And, you know, everybody go their own way. But no. When a boy came in and laid that demo down, you don't settle for less.
If
you don't meet my standards, I ain't fucking, period. Because that's a waste of my goddamn time.
I'm done.
Yeah, let me read this confession. Let me read this confession to y'all, man. All right. Confession. Confession is pure and simple. Yes, I have a panty fetish, big time. I have worn, stolen, bought, and jerked off on panties, and it's such a nice and beautiful feeling. I love coming on panties. I just wish I could find someone else who loves panties like I do. That would be fun. panty party. It's okay. With another person while we are both coming on the panties. Wow.
I'm done.
Wow.
Okay. You fucking me up.
I don't know what
to
say. I mean, he want to have a panty party. Somebody else coming on panties. Y'all some wild motherfuckers. I'm just saying that y'all wild as hell. This is another confession. This is from a female. She says, "I like smelling my own panties." Oh wow. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Hey. You like smelling your I mean, I guess some women like licking their own shit, so I guess smelling, I guess it wouldn't be as bad, I guess. Huh?
Are you serious right about that? Something just is a joke.
No. You got some women that put their fingers between their legs and lick their
Every
female, not saying they did it like that, but every female has basically licked herself up.
I remember one lady said that, you know, sometimes you got to do it just to see where you at, you know, see if your shit's straight.
Whoa, I'm done.
You know what?
I mean, really, you don't have to do it yourself. When a dude fingers you and you lick his fingers, you basically, you see what I'm saying? You can lick yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You tasting your own shit, so. Not shit, but you know.
Right.
You're tasting yourself. Let me put it that way.
Wow.
And so you be cool with that? One of the motherfuckers just doing that shit to you?
Yeah, you got motherfuckers that eat ass. But what the hell? What's the damn difference?
Right.
Oh, that's absolutely. That's fucked up shit.
Now, see, that's one thing I'm not doing. Mm-mm.
Hey, right. All right, listen. Here's one. It says, I'm so poor that I might have to start selling panties and toys to be able to afford a nail tech course.
Hold on. You said what now?
She said, I am so poor, I might have to start selling panties and toys to be able to afford a nail tech course. So she wanted to be a nail technician, and she can't afford it, so she got to start.
If that shit sell, do that, baby girl.
Yeah. I know, right? Do what you got to do to get, you know, get your technician license, girl.
I don't know if you remember, but remember, LJ, we had somebody, I think it was on here. I might have been watching TV. I can't remember. But it was somebody who wanted females to come on a pair of panties and send it to him.
Yeah, that was here. Yeah, it was on the show. Yep. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
It was on the show. Yep. Because we were talking about that. As a matter of fact, remember, Sheeta, we had did some research, and there was a website that you can actually post your panties on and people can buy it. Because back then, what's her name was on the show too? Ivy. Ivy was on the show too, and Ivy was like, "Yeah, I need to start." And Ivy and AJ was talking about they were gonna start selling their panties on that website. Remember?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Shit, crazy. How about this one? This person says I've stolen over 50 pairs of panties from a lot of women. So this dude goes and steals panties. Okay, bro. So he got a little collection.
You know what? Get off my phone.
Wow.
Get off my phone. This nigga said the panties.
But look, gentlemen, I have to go. I have to go. My phone is getting ready to die.
I need to go. Shit, okay,
I'm
out
of here.
This nigga said panties.
I need to go.
Get off my phone, G.
We'll holler at you on Friday.
I'm out of here. I will try to hit y'all up on Friday.
Shit, it be. I love you, baby.
I already died. He didn't even make it.
Bye, Brian. All right,
oh
LJ, I'm gone.
This is crazy. All right, y'all hit me up at gmail.com. B, you still here? It's like his phone's still here. Or is it me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, B.
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, my God. You are an asshole. Hello?
Yo, B.
Yo, I'm here.
I got this question. Yo, what's going on with the Blog Talk tonight, man? Blog Talk tripping. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. It just keep hanging out and get hung up on again.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I'm here. I'm here. Like, for real, I'm here.
You good, bro? Sound like you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just,
okay.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Shout out to all the Mexicans out there, man, that listen to the show.
Oh, then we are. We're here with some
Mexicans. Hoping that y'all are partying this shit, getting drunk, getting fucked. Matter of fact, I'm going to drink Corona when I get off the air. Matter of fact, I am going to drink me a Corona when I get off the air.
Come on.
Celebrate.
Yes. Yes.
Of Cinco de Mayo, my brother. Yes, sir.
On the real shit. I've been kicking with some Mexican people earlier. Shit. and they don't play. They do not play at all. Like, damn, so what? Come on. Sylvester. I'm like, oh, my God. So, yeah.
That's some funny shit.
And Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Love it, man. Love it, love it, love it. Any excuse to party. Like right now, I know there's a lot of people, a lot of my friends are out right now. As a matter of fact, shout out to my bike club. They're at Sudo's tonight. You know, I know they are getting toe up over there for Cinco de Mayo. So shout out to everybody, man. I'm Cinco de Mayo, my ass at home. Fuck that. I ain't going nowhere. I'm sitting right here.
With my two beers. They do not. I swear to God, they do not play this shit at all. They got me drunk as hell. I'm like, dude, I'm black. They like, we don't give a fuck. Single like, oh, shit.
Oh, all right, yeah. I got a couple of Mexican friends, man. I haven't seen them in years, but I know every Cinco de Mayo. I've hung out with them a couple times. There's this Mexican, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but there's this big Mexican restaurant up in an area called Woodstock here in Atlanta. And I remember... it's huge, man. It's upstairs and downstairs. But when they do Cinco de Mayo, they have DJs upstairs, they have a DJ downstairs, and then they have a DJ outside. That's how deep, that's how crowded that place is.
Exactly. That's why I can't party with these motherfuckers, because they will kidnap your ass.
Man, bro, listen. The last time I hung out with them motherfuckers, as a matter of fact, this is why I stopped hanging out with them. Nothing bad happened. Let me say that. They're good people. They're good dudes. But I remember, dude, I went out and hung out with them at Cinco de Mayo. I was so fucked up, bro. I was so fucked up that I couldn't remember. Like, my memory stopped at a certain point in the night. I remember I started drinking, right? I don't remember what happened. All I do is I remember is I woke up, I was at home in the bed. I don't know how I got there. I don't know what happened between the hours.
That's a good thing. You made it home. Sometimes you fuck with these motherfuckers, you fucking home. Like, what the fuck?
Bro, listen. They were some good dudes. They got me home. Like I said, I was a good man.
You kicked it with some good ass ass face.
Listen, I don't like that feeling. I don't like not knowing what happened. I don't know. I don't like waking up and don't know, but can't remember. The last thing I remember was drinking at a table. And from that point on until I got home, until I woke up, I don't know what happened. Now, I don't worry because I know I was in good hands, but it's just, I just don't like that. I don't like not knowing some shit, right? But with the people I with, I knew I was in good hands and safe and stuff, so I wasn't worried about it. Just, I don't like, that's some bullshit, bro. You never need to drink yourself and not remember what happened. That's some dangerous shit.
But you
might have got them kidnapped your
ass.
But
they like to drink. And they encourage you to drink. And if you were in the right element on all that shit, you good.
Margarita.
I feel what you're saying.
I feel what you're saying. Yeah, I don't like that, man. I don't like that shit. But I had a great time for what I can remember, I had a hell of a time as far as I do remember. And I'm sure I had a great time in the shit I don't remember. It's just I don't like not remembering shit. That's some crazy shit. But at the end of the day, hey, Cinco de Mayo, man. That was the last time. As a matter of fact, I think that might have been the last Cinco de Mayo I went to. I was scared to go to anymore after that. I was like, fuck that. I ain't fuck with no Cinco de Mayo no more. I'm trying to remember that I would go back to another one since then. I don't think I have, bro. I mean, I celebrated at the house. But I haven't been out to a Cinco de Mayo since then that I can remember, bro. That was a lot. That shit was crazy as hell. But I tell you what, that shit was off the chain, though. It was full. It was full
I
of people.
To God, I know it was. That's why I know. For a fact, you did not have no complaints at all. You had a good ass time.
I had a wonderful time, as far as I know.
Exactly.
I mean, they told me, oh, you had a great time. Oh, yeah, laughing and shit, pointing and shit. I was like, oh, shit, I know I did some stupid shit. I know I had to have done something stupid. I just don't know what stupid shit I did.
Of course.
That's what, that's
always
what I'm scared
do.
Of. I don't know what the fuck
we
I did.
We always do. We always do. So don't be mad at yourself about that shit. We always do stupid
right.
shit.
Right.
Don't be mad yeah. at yourself. I'm so damn serious when I say this. We always do dumb shit when we're under influence, so don't be
right.
mad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Long as I,
we
listen,
do
as, long as I didn't have sex, long as I didn't have sex with a random, I'm straight. As long as I didn't
exactly.
have sex with no
exactly. really?
As long as
exactly.
that didn't happen, I'm good with anything. I didn't end
exactly.
up in jail, and I didn't fuck a random chick, so I'm good.
Exactly. So you good. You good,
so I'm good.
G.
Right. I'm right. good with them two things that
okay.
happen, so
good.
I'm good with whatever at that point, so I'm straight. So you're
man,
right. You're right.
Do fucking shit or don't. A drunk, stupid ass shit.
Man.
And that's what
nah,
it is.
Bro. Yeah, nah, I can't. Listen, I would, if I did some shit like that, I would be forever, I would be mentally fucked up because, number one, if you screwing somebody that you don't know and you drunk and you don't know who they were, bro, you don't know. You can't, if something happens, like if you caught some, you don't even know who you caught it from, right? Or you don't even know nothing about the chick. You know,
you
I mean, it's just, man.
That.
Yeah, that's some fucked up. That's
right.
scary
You're
shit.
Right.
That's scary as hell, bro. Fuck that. I'm good. But, I mean, like I said, that didn't happen. So I'm happy. You know, I was happy. And, you know, like I said, it just, when you do stuff like that, you just got to be in good hands, man. You got to trust the people you with. Don't be out with hanging
when
out with
you
people you don't know or don't trust or you can't trust, and you'll end up happening some of the shit that we heard on this show happening to your ass, like, you know, this crazy stuff. So, yes, that's my public service announcement for tonight. Guys, listen, if you're going to go out there and get drunk, make sure it's with people you trust. Don't go out there randomly getting drunk with people you don't trust. Or you barely know, because I'm telling you, the worst is going to happen. Not good, it's going to happen. So you always got to be in good hands. And after that night, I vowed. That's how I'm never going to put myself in a position like that again. That's why I don't, you know, when I go out and drink, I don't get too fucked up. I kind of be careful. Now, if I'm at home or if I'm somewhere where, you know, safe, then it's cool. I let all bets are off. But when I'm in public, nah, bro, I don't get down like that no more. It's too much, too dangerous.
Yeah,
all right, I'm going to read one more confession, man, and then we're gonna wrap this thing up. Confession. I love public sex. Dressing in panties, short shorts, cut off t-shirts, looking for strangers to suck their cocks. Public sex in
fuck?
Parks
really?
Or rest stops are the best. Even though
oh,
they're
wow.
scary, it's hot and exciting. I loved it. Oh, I'm sorry. I love it when other men watch me or join in. I'm married,
get
55, nice body, hot and horny. Oh, wow. Five
is she black and white?
She white, bro.
Wait a minute. Is she black and white?
She white, bro. Reason
damn.
Why I know she's white, the reason why I know she's white is because the words she used. Like she said,
no, she
for
might
example,
be black, though. Don't do that.
Nah. This,
don't do that.
Nah, no. Listen, I'm talking about some of the words she used. I'm talking about, like, she says she's looking for strangers to suck their cocks. Black women say dick. Not many black women say cock when it comes to sucking.
She
doesn't
either. I guarantee you. I swear to God, she is either in Iowa, Minnesota, or Mississippi, Wisconsin. I guarantee you, she been around black friends. I mean, white friends.
Right.
Holy shit, yeah. That's very weird.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I mean, the fact that we got COVID, I mean, this is the crazy stuff to me. I understand people going to do what they do. It's just, like, so dangerous right now. Like,
look at me. She enjoys sucking dick.
He said she enjoys sucking strange dick, like strangers. She likes sucking strangers. She also married. She's 55 years old, and she's married. I feel bad for her husband, though. Like, lady, are you, come on now. You should be doing that thing. So you doing all this, and you're coming home to your husband. Oh, my God.
And he probably tongue kissing the fuck out of her.
Oh, bro.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's real fucked up. See, this is that type of shit giving me trust issues, man. This type
wait
of shit gives
she
me
likes
trust
like a dick? Oh, my God.
But, you know, listen, you know the craziest part of this whole thing for me? She's 55. I would expect her to be younger and doing something like that. This is too reckless for somebody 55 years old to be doing. I would expect you to be in your 20s and 30s doing this reckless shit. Why are you still doing shit like this at 55? See what I mean? I mean, you at least settle down a little bit. You out there sucking strange dudes, cocks, and you got a husband at home and you 55 years old? Come on, lady. Come on now. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Right. See, this is why I like doing, I'm going to tell y'all why I like doing this. I know this might be a little too much for some people. I get it. Everybody, you know, some people just, I understand. It's all good. That's why we don't do this every day. We do it on Wednesday. So, you know, if it's too much for you, you ain't got to listen on Wednesday. The reason why I like doing this is just to show people that you got people out here doing some wild shit, right? You got people that's out here just.
Damn, not to get you off. She wants such a dick, though. Damn.
You know.
I'm sorry.
It's random. Like, why are y'all out here doing these randoms? Why are people? I understand about fetishes and stuff, bro, but I just don't understand why you out here randomly just strangers. If you know, who am I? I'm not judging anybody. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's cool. That's on you.
No, we ain't.
Bro, she fuck random. She like fucking random dicks. She like strangers.
Oh, my.
She loves strangers. And she goes to rest stops and parks and shit. This chick goes to rest stops and parks and stuff. And she like doing it in public.
Oh, no. God. I can't fuck with her. No, I can't fuck with her.
No, bro. That's what I'm saying. Lot lizard, as they
call
it.
Oh, no, I can't fuck with her.
A lot lizard.
No, come on. I'm
no
out spinning around a little bit.
No disrespect to you, but that's what you are. You a lot.
On the real.
That's what they call you. You a rest stop sucking dick.
No disrespect to sister, but at the same time, yeah, your mouth has got too comfortable.
Lot lizard. Nah. She's a lot lizard. That's what they call them.
Nah,
rest stops sucking dick, rest stops and shit, restrooms and goddamn parking.
Nah,
you are a lot lizard.
But you need women like that. Like, okay, let me just handle you out or some shit like that.
She needs Jesus. Listen. I'm going to say it like this.
Oh, no.
Okay.
She to be, no. I swear to God, I don't want no chick like a she to be. Because how crazy is. And if I had a woman that's... Oh, my God.
She the one do no shit like She would never do nothing like that. As much as she loves sex, she wouldn't take it that far. She is not.
Oh, no, not
like
me personally, but I know she the crazy self. If she gets somebody,
let me say this for the record, because I know some people thinking that I think I'm on some type of high horse and shit. I'm not, okay? I'm not on no high horse. I don't judge nobody. If that's what you like to, it's cool. I'm just saying, like, only thing I'm saying is this. If you have a husband at home or a wife at home, right, if you're single doing this shit, then that's one thing. Hey, have at it. Have your fun. Do what the fuck you want to do. This woman's 55 years old. There's no reason for a 55-year-old woman should be out there with a husband sucking random dick out there, sucking strangers off and shit in rest stops and parks and shit in bathrooms. There's no reason for a woman to be doing that that's married. And like I said, I'm not judging her. However, I just feel like I would expect someone younger doing some shit. I figure when you get a little older, you get a little more mature, you get, you know, some shit, you just be like, okay, I should be doing this shit. But, I mean, again, that's my opinion, though, you know, and no shame to this lady. You know, you like sucking random dick. I mean, hey, who am I to tell you not to suck that dick? You suck that dick, girl. You go to that rest stop and that public bathroom and you suck the shit out that motherfucker. All I'm saying is I feel bad for your husband. I mean, goddamn, you got a man at home and you out here sucking strangers' dicks and shit. And you probably sucking them dudes' dicks better than you sucking your husband's. I guarantee you, she's probably doing
hell
it better
yes,
than strangers
yeah.
than she doing to her own dude. And that's fucked up. But
that's why you call my ass and harassing them, because they're like, bitch, can I get some of that head? Like, yeah, she gave me some happy feet, and yeah, oh my God, that would be fucked up.
Bro, listen, I know.
You ain't gonna explain to me. I've been there, done that.
I'm a germaphobe, bro. I'm scared. And I know you know me well, but I'm saying anybody that knows me well knows that I'm a germaphobe. Like, I'm scared of diseases. I'm scared of germs. I'm scared of nastiness.
There's nothing wrong with being nasty, you know,
you in a relationship with somebody. That's cool.
But I just can't get down with the random shit, bro.
I just can't get with that random shit. It's too much shit going on out here right now for that shit, man. You got fucking COVID.
You were sucking your dick right in my down. You were stopper. What you gonna do?
Listen.
You gonna stop her? You're like, no, this is not right.
I'm gonna answer your question. And you probably not gonna believe what I'm gonna tell you, but this is on God, okay? Yeah, this is the honest to God truth. You might not believe me, but this is some real shit I'm about to say.
Dude, if you say you're going to stop her.
If some random ass chick that I don't know tries to suck my dick right now, real talk, this ain't no cap. I would be like, bitch, get the fuck away from me.
And you're gonna fucking stop her.
Yes, I would. And this is some real shit. I'm not saying this for radio. I'm not saying this because, you know, I would tell her, get the fuck away from me. If I don't know where your mouth has been, because, I mean, bro, you got to remember we got COVID. We got all this shit going on out here, bro. If a chick got COVID and she's sucking your dick, you can get COVID. You still gonna get COVID. All right, I mean, fuck just COVID. The bitch guy might have AIDS or she might have herpes or some shit, bro. You going to get it. You can get it through mouth, the dick trans. You can get it. So, hell no. I don't know you, bitch. Get the fuck away from me. I ain't taking no chances like that, bro. Now, I know some of y'all might like, just you lying. Okay. All right. You think that you want to. I got control, bro. Fuck that. I need your medical history. Pull your paper out. Hey, Brian, pull that paper out. Let me see. I need your test results. I need to see if you got COVID.
You're lying.
I need to see if you got HIV.
I know you're lying. Wait a minute. You lying like a motherfucker.
Brian, I'm not lying.
You're not going to ask no bitch.
I need
a whole bunch of fucking paperwork and all that shit.
I need your card. Fuck that, Brian.
I believe you to a certain
right
extent.
Now.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I need your list.
I'm not gonna lie
I need
to you.
Medical history.
I believe you.
Fuck
you,
that.
You take a ass on bitch and be like, yeah, yeah, pull your papers out. This is
okay, and if you don't pull the papers out, then that's going to really make me feel a certain type of way thinking that she has got something. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to walk the fuck away on real, like, for real talk shit. Like, for real, for real.
I believe you. I'm not
bro,
doubting you.
This world, this the world we living in is not the world that we grew up in, bro. The world we grew up in, this world we in right now, is two different worlds, bro. Back then, you could take more chances on shit back in the day, but now... Bro, you can't take these kind of chances with this shit. Motherfuckers, bro, have you watched the news lately? Do you know what's going on in India, bro? India is fucked.
I was about to say something right now.
Dying, bro, that shit is crazy as fuck with COVID. So even though the news is not really reporting the COVID like they was before, motherfuckers still dying of COVID, bro. We can't just think that because they opening all this shit up. And things are just back to normal. It's not normal, bro. Motherfuckers still dying of COVID. Motherfuckers still getting sick. Now, I'm not saying anybody should stay in a bubble. That's not what I'm saying. However, it's to each his own. Any of my personal friends will tell you, bro, you're my personal friend, but I'm just talking about people who live near me and live around me and know like, they'll tell you, bro, you know, I quarantined myself. Bro, I was like a fucking, and I'm still somewhat, but I'm not as bad as I was. Bro, I was a fucking hermit. I would not leave my fucking house. I would go to the grocery store or to a little, you know, maybe go pick up some shit from Walmart. I was staying myself in the fucking house. I was not being social. A lot of my friends didn't see me. Motherfuckers thought, was like, what the fuck, you good? Yeah, motherfucker, I'm good. I'm good right in my house. I was cool. I was cool with it, too. But... You know, things are getting a little better, so I'm not as how I was before. But at the same time, man, I'm still got that mentality. I'm, you know, you just still got to be careful out here. You know, don't be fucking with these random motherfuckers, y'all. Y'all don't know what the fuck these people got. You don't know where they've been. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what they're practicing. You don't know what they're like. Y'all need to be careful out here. Fuck. Y'all be careful out here, man. I mean, do it. Y'all grown. Do what the fuck y'all want to do. Y'all want to. But I'm just saying, just be careful. Ladies, stop putting strange dicks in your mouth. You don't know where them dicks been. You don't know what these dudes doing with them dicks. Fellas, stop eating strange pussy. You don't know what she doing with a pussy. You don't know what she been. Y'all be careful.
Get up on phone.
Bro, I know why you said it, because you got a date tomorrow. But you know where she been, bro. This not a rent. Listen, the girl that you hicking up with tomorrow, she's not a random. She's somebody you've been dealing with for years.
Oh,
that's different. I'm talking about these random people out here, meet these new people out here. Oh, he's so handsome. She's so cute. She ain't got COVID. She ain't got nothing. Okay, you stupid motherfucker. You think that your ass be coughing up a lung and shit, your shit falling off when you wondering why. I'm just saying, y'all motherfuckers better wake up. Shit, we in a whole new world. A whole new world.
Get off my phone, you asshole. You fucking asshole.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to keep y'all safe out here, man. I'm just keeping y'all safe out here. Real talk, man. I love y'all, guy. I love everybody listening to the show, man. I want y'all to be listening. Real talk, man. I'm like Uncle L and shit. I'm y'all uncle and shit, right?
I know. I got to swap
I'm
up.
Y'all uncle. I'm the one that's going to keep it real with y'all and tell y'all the fucking truth and try to keep y'all on the right, you know, right. Especially from the shit we've been reading. Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
I'm so serious. I have to sober up. Oh, my God. I got to sober up.
You fucked up, bro. Listen, I'm about to pop a corrupt. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me go to my fridge right now. Before I get off the air, I'm gonna get my corona and shit. I miss Cinco de Mayo, man. Listen, I think that when I used to do Cinco de Mayo, man, it was just so fun, man. It was just such a great experience. I miss it, but you know, right now it's just too much shit going on. So where my corona? Hear this shit, Brian. You my shit, rattling this shit. Get up, get them two bottles rattling shit. I'm finna do the goddamn, what's that? Come out and play, eh?
Don't do your soul cold with T-Boss.
Warriors and shit. All right. So
don't do your soul cold with T-Boss, too.
Hey, man, I can't get Corona's on fucking deck. Hey, Brian, listen, real quick. Listen, I got me a fucking bar, right, at my crib. So,
okay.
I got, so when you come down, man, listen, I keep the fucking shit stopped, man. But I don't know, whether you dark or light? You, I got both. I do vodka.
I'm part of the dark side. I'm part of the dark side. And I don't want to come to your house because I'd be scared because I would drink all your shit up on some bullshit.
Listen, bro.
I keep the fucking Crown Royal Jack,
the apple. You know what I'm saying? So I do the whiskey. You know what I'm saying? Got the brandy. Friends will do here. Look, matter of fact, I'm going to go give me nine. I'm going to do that tonight, though. But, yeah. So when you come through, dog, I got my bar on deck. I do have a little clear. But I used to love vodka. I don't drink vodka anymore. But I do have some vodka. As a matter of fact, I got a friend of mine who plus the vodka. It's actually bad. Plus, they got the flavor for vodkas and shit. And it's a black company that actually owns this shit. But, yeah, I get it. But that's why I like to do it with the crib, bro. I got everything here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going out. I stay right here. So, anyway, back to Zico. Let me pop this real quick. We're going to do a toast. Oh, the Mayo, man, before we get off the air. Hold on. Let me get my little open.
On the real. I love y'all.
Hey, man. We love you too, bro. You know, we family. Here. Let me pop this shit first, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm fucked up. Thing.
You fucked up, bro.
I'm drunk.
You're drunk tonight, man.
And then I hang out with no wetbacks. Oh, shit.
Hey, bro, what you drink tonight?
Uh-oh. I didn't hear you.
Huh? Bro,
I didn't hear you.
Hold on. I'm getting my Corona. All right, man, I really fucked up.
I'm fucked up, LJ. I'm not going to even lie to you. I am fucked up.
I'm going to get partially fucked up, just enough to go to sleep good.
Well, you had Corona. Crazy. Shit, I got sleep all goddamn day. I thought I got somebody pregnant. Shit.
Oh, shit.
That's
see, this is, see, Brian, this is what the shit I'm talking about. Brian, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm listening. I'm here.
So, you see, you thought you got somebody. So, bro, you ain't you. You gonna make me put my life coach into work, dog. Man, you gonna have to have. I'm gonna have to give you some sessions. I'm gonna have to do some.
That's what we need to talk off the phone and all that, off Facebook and all that, because I respect you and I love you as a brother and all that shit. The homo, like you seen me call you out the blue yesterday.
Man,
you seen me call
you. Call me anytime, man. Yeah, no doubt. We're gonna. Now we've talked, but we're gonna talk some more. Right? We're gonna definitely talk some more, but.
That's what I'm saying.
Real talk, man.
Need to link up. I got no other choice.
Okay.
You know, my baby labeled me. She moved down there with your ass in your neck of the woods. So,
we're going
to be best friends,
listen,
you jerk.
Hey, Brian, what is her name so I can make sure I stay away from her? What's her name?
Brian Davis.
Look, that way I'll be like, oh, you Brian. Oh, you're Brian's, lady, huh?
I can't say you.
Nah. I'm just playing, man. Look, y'all, we want to say to everybody, we love you guys. You know, I talk a lot of shit on the air. I do. And some of it be for entertainment purposes only. Y'all understand that some of this shit is strictly entertainment. Don't take this shit serious. You know what I'm saying? But some of it is real. Some of the shit, we be talking some real shit. You know, we joke, we play, we laugh. But at the end of the day, man, we do care about your safety. You know, again, you know, I'm not on a high horse. I don't want nobody to think I think I'm better. No, I'm not. I'm human just like everybody else. So my life now where, you know, I'm settled. I'm not the wild guy anymore. I'm not as wild as I used to be. I'm settled. I'm happy. I'm settled. You know, so, yes, I'm going to say some shit that some of y'all may not agree with, or some of y'all might be like, he on some bullshit. But that's because I'm a settled guy. You know, some of y'all going to get here one day. You're going to understand exactly where I'm coming from. Some of y'all ain't never going to get settled. Some of y'all motherfuckers going to be out here doing the same shit y'all was doing in your 20s or your 30s. You got to grow as a person. You got to change. Change is good. Don't be afraid of it. We got to make changes in our lives to better ourselves. If we're the same people, we don't get better. If our mentality is the same, we can't be a better person. So we got to change. If you want to be wild, but be better. Don't be the same. That's all I'm saying. Wise up. Life is short. Control what you can control. Don't be out here controlling your life and fucking your life at the same time. Do better. That's all. If I could touch one motherfucker, I think I've done a great job. Can't save everybody. But if I can help one, I've done a lot. So as I tip, I'm holding my corona up. I want to say thank everybody for listening. Cheers to the world. Happy fucking Cinco de Mayo to our Mexican friends down in Mexico and in America and abroad. And everyone else. If y'all out right now listening to the show, if y'all cars, please be safe and be careful, all right? Don't hit no poles and shit and do no crazy shit, run off the road, okay? If you ladies, if you're giving your man a head in the car, which is a great thing, there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that you don't do it too good where he run off the road. At least, you know, give him a half, you know, just be half good, and then when you get home, then you can finish the job.
No,
don't fuck
him
up, or at least pull on the side of the road.
No, she give you a run here, she love you.
Look, Brian said, fuck that. Give him some good head so he can run off the road.
I know,
Brian, you ain't shit. Brian said,
it's
fuck that. I said, look, don't do it too good. Brian said, fuck that. Give him some good head.
No,
so Brian
said, love
he can
you
run off the
shit.
Road shit, huh?
You got a rubber hand to analyze what you doing. What you getting into? Like, oh, shit. You love a nigga. Okay. All right. Fuck it. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And then let's hear the song. Let's keep it wondering. If you really love me, won't you tell me? Shit.
Hey, Brian, I'm finna drink today. Hold on.
No, she love you. If she do shit like that, she love you. I ain't mad at her. You just gotta look at her like, damn, I love her now. Shit. She willing to do this shit?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, she love a nigga.
I mean, well, it depends now. You got some thoughts out there that do it, and they ain't gotta love you.
No, she give you some random head like that, she love you. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, really?
She's trying to be on the team. She's trying to get her number one spot. What the fuck? Oh, shit,
where
the
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all heard
you.
What I said about sucking them random dicks, lady. Y'all better stop sucking these random
on the first date. I'm going to get her spot.
Brian, we trying to help these people. You are there you go. Tell the lady to get a man here
on
the first date. Brian.
She love you.
She love you on the first date and she get your head on
her.
I don't know if I was, hey, Brad, I don't know if she love you quite just yet if she give you head. I'm just gonna say maybe she a little freaky. How about that? We'll just say that. Maybe she just a little freaky.
She just felt compelled to be like, okay, it's your turn. Right there. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a question. And then we gonna pull off the air. I want people to answer this for me on Friday. Okay? I'm gonna put a question out. I want people to think about this for 2 days. Okay. All right, I mean, we're going to do both sides. So, fellas, if a woman give you head on the first date, what do you think? What are your thoughts? And, ladies, if a man give you head on the first date, what are your thoughts? Okay? So, we wait till Friday. Y'all hit me up. Y'all got couple days to answer this on
email. That's a good one.
Shoot me email.
That is definitely a good word. That's definitely a good word.
And,
I
want you to
nerd.
Put head in the subject line so I know exactly what I'm reading. So put head in the subject line.
But Brian, I know you're going to answer.
But Brian, wait till Friday. Give us your answer. You know, I want to know what you think because, you know, everybody have different thoughts on that first date shit. You know, so I want to know what you think. If someone gave, now, not what you're doing. We're talking about the opposite person. So, ladies, again, if a man give you head, what are you thinking of him? Or what are your thoughts of the situation? And men, if a woman gives you head on the first date, without you, you didn't even ask for the head. She just ran, you know, you're driving, and she just went down there and zipped her shit and gave you head. Think about it. Email me. And we'll talk about it on Friday, on Happy Friday. I'm gonna be fucked. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to get drunk Friday. I ain't got drunk in a long time, Brian, especially on the hair. I think just for the fuck of it, I'm going to get fucked up on Friday.
Yeah.
On the air.
Yeah.
Brian like that shit, so we might have a wild one on Friday.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Yeah. Brian, you got some shouts out you want to give out real quick, man. Shout out your girl, man.
Peace out to you, LG, TD, everybody. Like, seriously, it's been a rough week and all that shit. Oh, my God. I can't wait to call you off this radio show so I can tell you what.
Yeah, call me tomorrow, bro. Call me tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Let me know what time you're going to call so I'll be available. But, yeah, call me tomorrow. We'll talk.
I got you. But all right. Shout out to your girl, man.
She's leaving you, bro. She's moving. Shout out to your girl. And you make sure you pop that
fuck
pill.
You didn't have to rub that in, you asshole.
Hey, man. You listen. You know I mean out of love because you're my brother. But I'm just saying, I want you to take care of that, man. I want you to hit it so good, she going to change her mind, Brian. That's what I want you to do.
I have no other choice. I've got to meet her at the hotel tomorrow. Fuck.
Okay, that's your girl. Listen, that's your girl. God damn it, you goddamn keep your. You make your girl stay here, stay there. You tell her you ain't going no goddamn where, and you fuck her brains out. And she'll be like, you know what? You're right. I'm not leaving. That's what you do, brother.
She going to the ATL. I can't.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, she going to the.
What did they say in what was that movie? It was one of my favorite movies of all time too, and I can't think of it right now. Where the three dudes? I got this shit in. Hold on, because I got the fucking movie here. Hangover. God damn it! How could I not forget that goddamn? That's my movie right there. Okay, just like they said when old boy was lost in the Hangover, and he said, you may never find them because Bangkok got them now. The streets of Bangkok got them now. So listen.
I know, right?
Brian,
I know.
Take care of your business, but brother. All right, real quick. I want to shout out to the listeners. We love you guys. Thank you so much for keeping the show alive and well and alive.
Peace up.
I am a life coach for anyone who have issues that they would rather discuss on off air, and trust me, it's confidential. I would never bring that business on the show. So if you would like to contact me You can contact me by email at yourlifecoachlj@gmail.com. You can also go to my website. My personal website of my life coaching is Landell Jones, LandellJones.com. That is my personal website. You also go on my fitness website, which is MuscleGangFitness.com, or you can go on our IG, Muscle Gang Fitness. You can also go on my YouTube, Muscle Gang Fitness on YouTube, all right? So y'all can go check your boy out, all right? And, again, thank you. We love you. Everybody be safe. We will see you guys on Friday. Your boy is going to get fucked up on the air, and we're going to have a great time, all right? So y'all be here for that. And remember the trivia question. And with that being said, everybody, peace, love, and happiness. Be Brian. Handle your business, bro. Handle your business. I'm pumping my.
I'm done. You told.
Handle your fucking business,
bro. I'm done. I'm so far with your ass. I'm finna get drunk. I'm finna go to sleep.
Sleep?
I'm an asshole.
No, Brian.
So.
Pop a pill, Brian. No, you ain't going to be asleep. You're going to fuck the shit out that lady for about 4 or 5 hours, about 10 hours straight, bro. 10 hours
that's
straight.
Tomorrow,
what time you meet in the morning? 10
that's
o'clock
tomorrow,
in the morning.
Sir.
I want you to fuck her from 10 to 10, Brian.
My baby is right here. Hey, my baby is right here, right now.
Brian,
but
your goal
is
10 hours, Brian. Not straight. You can sleep in between. Your goal is 10 hours, Brian. I want 10 hours out that ass, okay? I want you to put 10
all
hours
right,
of work in.
I got you,
in,
sir.
Okay?
What?
All right.
Got you,
okay,
sir.
We'll talk about it Friday.
I'm going to bed. Get the fuck up my phone.
Sound like you got company. All right, man. We out of here, Brian. We'll see you guys on Friday, man. We love you guys. Be safe. Be happy. And we'll see ya. Brian gonna be fucking 10 hours straight, bro. God damn, Brian. Bro, you a mess. All right, y'all.
Yeah. It's your boy, Dirk LP. On the grill, I'm reading beat. It's a hip-hop barbershop. Get the hip-hop. Yeah. It's your boy, Dirk LP.